Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me along the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations with the Feet Priest. First of all, Happy New Year. I know that a lot of you have a lot of questions. Also, I fell off the face of Twitter. I was going to say the earth, but I've tried to stay on Instagram, even though that also hasn't been consistent as much. And I've gotten a lot of DMs. I slightly or momentarily opened my Twitter today, which is 1st of April 2024. I have a lot of DMs, a lot of mentions. It's actually crazy. A lot of people have asked where I've been. I've gotten people coming to find me on Instagram, sending me emails. I just want to say thank you, really, for those who have reached out, for those who responded to some people on Twitter when I was like, when they asked about me or why Salama hasn't been online, all of that. For those of you who know me or who have followed me for a while, you know that I typically share about my life or things that are happening with me after I've completely passed what the problem is or what I'm going through, all of that good stuff. I do believe that this is the first time I'm going to have to share something that I've not completely come out of. And to be honest, I feel like it's a little too vulnerable, it's too raw, because in the best way that I can explain it or that I can state it is, in the last couple of months, I've been fighting for my life. And it doesn't always seem like that, or really it never actually does seem like that, especially with the way that my personality is set up. But that's quite literally the truth. I'm not going to go into too much detail, as this is our first, podcast this year, and I'm trying to not be too deep. But I also did get like a nudge for the last couple of weeks to put this episode out, because it might help somebody. I'm not sure really, but I mean, here we are, right? I think I've stated it before that I found out sometime in my 20s that I have ADHD, and I've spent the last couple of years learning how to navigate that, but I've also spent the last couple of years dealing with other things. I've also come face to face with a level of darkness that I don't think that I was prepared to face, if I'm being completely honest. When you listen to this podcast, it is not put here for you to, this is not put here to, to look for pity. I'm just putting it out because I was led to. And I think that it is for someone. I don't know who. But I hope that when you hear this podcast, you understand that you're not the only person struggling, right? You're not the only person who is having to battle for their life, and you're not the only person who has asked God time and time again if you should be here. I'm also apologizing in advance if I end up crying on this podcast, because I promise you guys that I actually don't know why I'm recording this. But yeah. Whatever has been going on with me has been going on for maybe 2 or 3 years, right? But last year was a very defining year in my life, and it came with me taking a lot of losses, especially in places in my life that I didn't expect that I would. There was something that was going to change the entire trajectory of my life last year, and it was going to be in line with a lot of plans that I've focused my life on since maybe 24. And just to mention, because some of you wonder why this podcast is titled what it is also because tomorrow is my birthday and I turn 30 tomorrow. But yeah, back to what I was saying. Now, the thing that occurred last year that basically fell to the ground meant that all of the plans that I had put together for the last couple of years had gone to dust. And you know how, being Christian, nobody prepares you for the amount of breaking that comes with a plan like that just becoming nothing. On one hand, you believe in God and you know that He will come through for you. On the other hand, however, you exist in this flesh and in this world, and you are open to the things that the flesh is open to, which is mental health issues, which is depression, which is everything surrounding what depression really looks like, right? If you are like me, understand pain far more than the average person. Now, what the last couple of months, almost a year really, has done is I don't just understand pain, I've touched a level of darkness that I never knew that I could touch. I've sat in it. I've become friends with it. And I say this without mincing any words, that I don't even know how I'm actually still breathing. Because if it's by my own strength or will or prayers, I would not be here. But like I said to someone in the last couple of weeks, is sometimes you would experience or sit in a level of darkness that silences you. It's not that you don't want to speak, it's that you cannot. It's that you've lost the ability to put your words together. because the more words that you use when you're in this place, the harder and thicker what you are sitting in becomes. So you learn that there is peace and comfort in silence. You learn that sometimes in order to be in less pain, you must use less words. I have asked God so many times what I'm still doing here. I've asked so many times. I've loathed the idea of existence a lot. And quite frankly, I have come very close to not existing at least twice in the last couple of months. And trust me when I say that this is by far the hardest walk I've ever had to walk in the journey that is my life. It's a form of grinding where it feels like all that is good and all that is true is taken from you and it is crushed to powder. And so every time somebody asks you how you feel or what it feels like, or to name your emotions, there's a tightness in your chest and it feels like your throat closes up and you speak the words but nothing comes out. Because on most days your desire is not articulation, it is death. So if you're the reason I made this podcast, I want you to know that I don't have any answers for you. But in the midst of this darkness that you sit in, I ask you to please just keep breathing. It doesn't have to make sense. Doesn't have to be perfect breaths. Just keep breathing. The reason why Psalm 23 is the opening of this podcast is because in this darkness, I've also learned how useful that passage is. And what David must have been sitting in for him to write that the Lord is my shepherd. But the particular verse that really strikes you when you're in this place is, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. That's the most significant part of this, because God doesn't say that you will not walk through it. He doesn't say that the valley of the shadow of death will not exist. And David details that as long as you exist in this flesh, the valley is there. The difference is you don't walk it alone. I told somebody that it's, you know how everybody says that there's light at the end of the tunnel, right? Because tunnels usually have two openings. To articulate this darkness, this tunnel has one opening. And when you walk into it, you must get to the end and turn around to make it back. Because the entrance is your exit. And if you live through "For thou art with me" matters heavily on the voices that are laced on the walls of this tunnel. It matters heavily if you listen to those voices, because if you do, you will die on your way back out. That's what it feels like. But if you don't listen, "For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff," you know that no matter how dark it is, no matter what happens, you make it back and you will exit the tunnel. Because it's not if the darkness will be there, or if the valley, or if the shadow of death is hovering. It's that you are not alone. The year that I'm turning tomorrow is very significant in my life, and I know that it is. And for that reason, one of the battles I've had to fight mentally is the devil telling me to not hit 30. It's voices that I hear that I shouldn't be here. On April 2nd, 2024, is the voices telling me that it'll be easier to not wake up on that morning. And I've had to sit down and ask God, what exactly is riding on this year? Because why am I being fought this bad? And it's a lot of fighting. Except nobody is kicking and punching you. So it's not fights that you can even see or touch. It's all mental. Christians go through depression too. And one of the things that I hope that you pick from this podcast is even the ones that you least expect. So I don't know why I made this podcast, because I usually would never put this out. However, I hope that it finds you in your tunnel. I hope that for some reason you just keep breathing. Because yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are not alone. And I know that you want it to be a physical hand that reaches for you. Sometimes that's not going to come. However, remember the people that are praying for you. Remember the people that love you enough to stand in the gap. Remember the people that haven't taken where you're at and made it about themselves. Remember the people who are not so clouded in where they are or their own happenings, that they can see you long enough to remind you that you are not too much, that that you are not a burden and this darkness will not envelope you. Remember the times that you saw light too. And hold on to that. Because you will find pockets of relief. You will find pockets of peace. One that has nothing to do with your silence because of the amount of pain you are sitting in. And if you pay close enough attention, you will find God. I read the book of Daniel again, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego story a few weeks ago, and one of the things that stood out to me that I don't think I used to notice before was how they said, throw us in the fire because we will not serve your king. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. And our God will save us. But even if he does not, and that statement is so crucial for what faith really is. Because when you deep it, even if he does not, he's still good. He's still God. And I remember telling God that I need that again in this place I'm sitting in, because there's a way that new suffering recalibrates where you are spiritually and mentally. And I know that for the most part, not a lot of Christians or not a lot of churches teach suffering as a concept of your faith. But if we're to be truthful, I don't think that faith can exist without it. So this is my gift to you guys. I don't know what I hope it does, but I hope it helps something, someone. And like I said, just keep breathing. Find comfort in knowing that there is an end. And if you can hold on long enough, sometimes the tunnel is longer than you expected. But if you hold on long enough, and you listen to the voice that is with you, not the ones that are laced on the walls of this tunnel that you have to suffer through, there is more. And there is genuine peace that doesn't require you to cower or to be mute to experience it. this was a little too deep. Anyways, happy birthday to me in advance, obviously. I'm collecting birthday presents, by the way, and the only thing I want is money. That's the only birthday present I'm looking for, because if I ask you people for what I really want, at this point only Jesus can provide the real birthday presents I'm needing in my life. But yeah, if you want to gift me, send me a DM on Instagram, because I'm not sure I'm gonna be on Twitter for a bit. Yeah, thank you for listening. I will try and be more consistent on this podcast. And oh, actually, I have a new podcast. It's called the SE Pod. So it's strictly everything about dating. I'm going to keep this particular podcast focused on what it was supposed to be focused on, you know, which is Jesus, fitness, nutrition. Also, I'm adding in PCOS. Everything in between, just not relationships and dating advice. I'm going to put all of that on the SE Pod. So you can search for me on Google Podcasts and Spotify. But not yet on Apple, because, well, you know, Apple has Shakara. But yeah, on the other platforms, the SE Pod, you should find me. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Conversations with the Fit Priest. Bye, guys.